News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, we've been talking about the poppy all morning. This was after Leah Ní Riadh's comments in the presidential debate a little earlier in the week. Sinn Féin politicians distancing themselves over the last 24 hours from what she had to say on Clare Byrne Live. Let's remember what Leah Ní Riadh did actually say.
I think it's a sign of maturity that if you wear a symbol such as the poppy, that you're saying we have come this far in extending the hand of peace and friendship. And so, yes, I would. If it came to that, that you'd, you know, if it's going to be a healing process, if we're talking about a modern progressive Ireland that we want to move towards, if we want to reach out to our unionist brothers and sisters, you know, then I don't see why not.
OK, is it time for Ireland to embrace the poppy, particularly as we are fast approaching Armistice Day on November the 11th? To discuss this, we're joined by Fine Gael Senator Neil Richmond and former MLA and, of course, well-known commentator Eamon McCann. Senator Richmond, I might just start with you first. You agree with Leah Ní Riadh?
Well, I don't necessarily think we need to embrace the poppy, but we need to respect those who choose to wear it, including myself. And, of course, I wear it to remember not just the 46,000 Irishmen that died in the Great War, but more particularly two great uncles of my own who passed away. And we should live in an era where I can wear a poppy down the street in Dublin without fear of abuse or criticism. And indeed, we now have the new poppy on a shamrock background that was commissioned by the Limerick branch of the Royal British Legion, the funds of which go solely to commemorations and memorials within Ireland. And I appreciate the wearing of the poppy, especially in the UK, has become a bit gratuitous in recent years and too much of a celebration of war and lots of terrible things. But it's very, very important in this centenary year we give people the space to have that to remember.
OK, Eamon McCann, we should respect those who choose to wear the poppy?
Well, I've got no problem with people who want to wear the poppy. I'm not hostile to them. I'm not about to confront them or denounce them in the street, but I wouldn't wear a poppy, and I wouldn't wear a poppy because for the same reason that, you know, people who think like me across the water in England wouldn't wear a poppy. They won't wear a poppy because it sentimentalizes the slaughter of huge numbers of people in the First World War for no good cause that I can see, or that many people can see now. Then the poppy kind of reminds us and commemorates all that, and as I say, does it without any anger. People commemorate, you know, the First World War. I think it should be commemorated with anger at the massive loss of young lives flung to their deaths by generals and by politicians who really couldn't have cared less about them. So to walk around 100 years later, and just sporting a poppy without making any other comment on the slaughter of World War One seems to me inappropriate. So I would not wear a poppy.
Neil Richmond, it sentimentalises slaughter.
Well, I can appreciate those concerns, and quite a number of people wear the white poppy, which of course is the pacifist poppy. But for me, it doesn't necessarily sentimentalise it. It remembers it, and we remember it not only to feel sad for the thousands upon thousands of Irishmen that fought and died, but more importantly, to remember this so we don't let it happen again.
Are you persuaded by that, Eamon, that remembering it maybe stops people from, potentially stops future wars happening? I suppose the argument is it hasn't stopped wars from happening after World War One.
No, it didn't. And I think that, when I look at remembrance services, as of course, it happens, and they've been passed through, sort of, or was adjacent to remembrance services in the city centre and Derry at the War Memorial. More than once. What strikes me about the poppy and the remembrance services is, as I hinted at before, there's no anger in them. You never hear sort of a denunciation of the needless slaughter of World War One. What you hear sort of is the last post and people standing in reverence. Now, that's fine if that's what they want to do, but don't ask me to become reconciled with it, or to regard that simply as an inoffensive and unproblematic badge of identity and of remembrance. It says a lot more than that. The poppy, remember, is a symbol of not just of World War One, but of all British soldiers who have died since, sort of in various wars. And I don't want to be cruel or cold towards anyone sort of, and particularly people mentioning or sort of remembering loved ones or members of their families and so forth. I mean, I find anybody who objects to that sort of would be a really hard-hearted person. Just that I'm not going to wear a poppy, and I make my argument as to why not when the subject comes up.
Yeah, Neil, that point that it's not just about remembering World War One; it's remembering soldiers from all wars. And I mean, let's be honest about this: British military history is in large amounts a pretty shameful history.
I think all military history has an aspect of shame to it.
Well, now, I mean, we're talking about an army. No, Neil, just hang on a second. We're talking about an army that dominated a third of the world or half the world at one point. This isn't just any army. This is an army that subjugated most of the world for a period of about 150 years.
Sure, but I think it's also important to remember, firstly, the poppy is a Canadian symbol, not a British symbol. It was started in Canada. And
that's semantics.
The whole purpose of...
That is semantics, Neil. It's become a British symbol.
To be honest. You might see it as a British symbol, but...
I think everybody does.
People, no, this is the thing we trivialise and we dismiss. And we start off having quite a thoughtful discussion, but then all of a sudden we throw in about the horrors of the British Armoury and semantics. But when you talk to the people, the individuals who wear it, and the money raised, and what does it go to? It goes to the support of families who have been killed, and the commemorations that are very important to have. And it's a history, a part of our history, that we decided to wipe out for 100 years. That was downright offensive, that we had 8,000 men from Dublin in World War One killed, and we weren't allowed to remember them for 100 years without fear.
Okay, Aidan McCann, last word to you briefly.
Well, I think, of course, that the 8,000 men from Dublin, like other men and women in the First World War, I mean, of course, should be remembered. They should never be forgotten. But as I say, they should be remembered with rage against those responsible, both military and political.
Okay, we leave it there. Fine Gael Senator Neil Richmond and Eamon McCann, commentator and former MLA. Thanks indeed for talking to us. Back in a moment on News Talk Breakfast.